Yeah, dude.
Good morning. 6:35, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning.
Don't forget to check out WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show page. Keep you updated on everything. Also, we have the closings page on there. Seriously, if you go to WIRX.com, up on top, there's a bunch of different sections. You click on closings, the entire list of closings for the day is right there.
We'll read it to you one more time here in a little bit.
Stay tuned for that. It's brought to you by Kepner's Precision Auto Crafters and Medic One Ambulance. Right now, though, it's time for your rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Rock news, quick hits. Blabbermouth has identified the drummer replacing Jeremy Spencer on the Five Finger Death Punch tour. Charlie Engen, who the band calls The Engine, is a drummer teacher based in St. Paul, Minnesota, who plays in the band's Scale, The Summit, and Ideology. He will be taking over for this tour.
He's 87 years old.
87 years old, guy still rocks it. Guns N' Roses played a shorter show on Sunday in Abu Dhabi. I love saying Abu Dhabi. In the United Arab Emirates. I can never say that.
Arab.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Arab. Oh, sorry. Italian.
More.
Is it Emirates? Emirates.
I'm not sure on that one.
Yeah. Anyway, it was there. It was Abu Dhabi. Mm-hmm. Abu Dhabi.
Let's you just got that one right.
Abu Dhabi.
Prince Ali.
Axl Rose was extremely ill. He told the crowd he was on IVs and had to receive a bunch of injections. After throwing up for about the last 5 hours, he said he was going to do his best. Gave them 20 songs before finally calling it a night. Totally different Axl Rose nowadays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If he was sick before, back in the 90s, he wouldn't even show up. He's like, I'm not playing.
Big gulps, huh? See you later.
Lastly, Ozzy Osbourne has further explained his remarks he made earlier this year about not enjoying himself on the Black Sabbath's The End tour, specifically naming guitarist, God, I cannot talk today. Good Lord. Guitarist, Arab, Jesus, God. Guitarist Tony Iommi as a source of his unhappiness. While saying that he loves Iommi as a person, Ozzy tells the Times of London that he didn't really like working with him. He admits that, quote, if people want to say to me, was there a leader of Black Sabbath? I'd have to say that it was Tony, because without his guitar riffs, we'd still be sitting in the bleeping rehearsal with our thumbs up our arses going, what do we do now? But then he does say that there is friction in the band. He loves Iommi, but working with him can be a bear.
It's always great on your last tour to not get along and have a terrible time.
Yeah. You know,
really wait, glad wait, wait, wait to wrap it up. You know, a full season.
End this on a horrible note.
Right.
All right. That's it.
All those years of greatness.
Give me my check. I'll see you never. That's your rock news. We'll be back.